to our family and friends this Christmas 2006. I'm so thankful for the Christmas season, since it gives us a plenty of opportunities to celebrate the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ from heaven to earth. I love to tell the blessed story that Mary gave birth to the Christ child, who was God in the flesh, and he chose to live among his creation. He lived a sinless life that we might follow in his steps. He died a martyr's death as the spotless Lamb of God, that we might have forgiveness of sin. And he rose again that we might have resurrected power to overcome the troubles of this life and live faithfully for him. What more do we need to enjoy our journey here below? Thank you for allowing me, Brooksine, the privilege of sharing with you events that shaped our lives as we traveled, travailed, and triumphed during the past year. Many of you already know a lot of these things because you are regular listeners to the Daily Encouragement on a regular basis. So please bear with any repetitious thoughts that I might share for our Christmas newsletter. This spring, Stephen traveled to Missouri to officially bury Mom's remains beside his dad's in a cemetery in rural southwest Missouri. What a blessing to have many caring family and friends gather for this memorable occasion. Stephen, along with his brothers Mike and Pat, traveled throughout the Kansas City area and visited their dad's only sister Mary and his only living brother Don and wife Mary, along with other longtime friends. Our most distant trip this year was traveling to Door County, Wisconsin for the Steincross family reunion in late June. Only one sister, Frances, remains from Stephen's mother's immediate family. She and Uncle Jim made a great effort to be there. There are many cousins, nieces, and nephews that gather yearly to celebrate their family heritage. We have pictures at the website that show Stephen along with his cousins, and he's very quick to say that he is the youngest in the photo. Wisconsin is a beautiful state, and we thoroughly enjoyed the lake views and great family fellowship. It was the first Steincross family gathering without Stephen's mother, Georgia May, who died a year ago in November. It was a year of adjustment for us, most especially Esther, not having Mama with us on the holidays and special occasions since she'd lived with us for over 5 years. We miss her a lot. We also missed another dear family member who died due to a quick-spreading cancer. Stephen's cousin, Nancy Kay's husband, Jim, passed away in March and had made a very personal difference to so many. The condolences friends and family shared following his death demonstrated just how caring and dedicated he was. I had a lovely display of perennial and annual flowers this summer, despite the dry weather. It required lots of time nurturing these plants since the sun was hot and water was scarce. I found tremendous pleasure in cutting these fresh, colorful flowers and arranging them for neighbors, friends, hospital patients, the church in Spring Grove, and women in the workplace where I visit as a chaplain. I also enjoyed making arrangements and having many photos placed on the Daily Encouragement website. Esther began her senior year in the fall. I'm shaking my head in disbelief as I share this with you, but it's true. She's a senior. She attends not only the local high school, but also a VOTEC, where her skill level is matched with potential job and volunteer opportunities. She's been well received by the elderly at a nursing home, as well as the children at a Christian daycare setting. Lately, she's been doing housekeeping in a local motel and getting paid for her services, so she comes home very excited about her most recent assignment. She will be continuing her education at VOTEC for the next couple of years, most likely. Due to her special needs, she has the opportunity to attend school until she's 21. She'll be in the school-to-work program where she will be monitored and coached in the workplace until she's able to do the work required. We're very thankful for this provision in her educational plan. Esther underwent heart surgery in Boston on August 29th for a new in-rhythm pacemaker. The first pacemaker just wasn't pulling its weight, so to speak, and it was recommended that she have an upgrade model programmable to meet her present needs. This involved reopening the incision site at her breastbone for the sixth time in her young 17 years. The surgery was successful with relatively few complications and has already proven to have been a wise choice. Unfortunately, Esther has experienced atrial flutter several times since the surgery. Following the first attack, pacemaker technicians therapeutically programmed the pacer to respond to this very serious, irregular heartbeat when it rears its ugly presence. Recently, Astaire had several days of persistent atrial flutter episodes, and within minutes, the pacemaker brought the rhythm back into proper sync each time. It goes without saying, but I'm so enthused I'm going to say it anyway, this new pacemaker has truly proven to be a blessing. We continue to enjoy our pets, our 5-year-old cat Dottie and 2-year-old dog Roxy. They get along very well, which pleases us, and they often rest together on the same pillow. We have featured a photo of that today. Dottie likes staying at home while Roxy likes to go, and she visits nursing homes with me when I go and do hymn sings. Of course, she goes as a, quote, pet therapist, unquote. She's a real hit with the residents. We had a very memorable experience in November when we attended an Amish wedding held in the parents of the bride's barn. We were two of only 7 English people, that is non-Amish, among the 400-plus Amish guests at this lovely wedding ceremony. It was a joyous and solemn occasion where we learned a great deal about their wedding traditions and where we experienced their warm receptivity toward us. Stephen has been driving for Jesse, our Amish neighbor, this past year, and we've spent a lot of time with their family, so we've come to appreciate them mostly for their friendship, but have also come to admire many of their traditions. All of America and others throughout the world became aware of the tragedy that took place at Nickel Mines Amish School in October. It was a genuine blessing to see God's mercy and forgiveness spread throughout the county when the Amish community reached out in love and forgiveness as they found God to be all-sufficient in bringing comfort and healing to their own sorrowful hearts. I refer to this often as a living sermon that we got to see take place. They were deeply touched by caring people all over the world who embraced their painful losses as the English responded to this tragedy with countless letters of sympathy, prayers, and donations. We've enjoyed many wonderful gatherings with friends from past congregations this year, neighbors at our neighborhood picnic and barn hymn sing, as well as several family gatherings. We thoroughly enjoyed riding the hay wagon with 20 neighbors last night as we went Christmas caroling throughout the neighborhood. We especially singled out the single, elderly, and the frail. We're essentially involved in several types of ministry that we want to share. We consider our daily encouragement net site our main ongoing ministry at this point in life. This ministry has reached its 10th year this past October and has become more and more involved. Essentially, each weekday morning, we write a devotional message and share it over the internet through email, website, and podcasting. Generally, this takes us all morning, beginning about 6:30 a.m., and we're usually finished around noontime. What tremendous fulfillment this brings to Stephen and me as we daily share God's Word with those who desire to read or hear it. This year, Stephen was officially recognized as an internet chaplain and now has a mission account. We've visited several churches to share our mission vision, including both churches we formerly pastored in upstate PA and New England. Interestingly, the first church we visited after our approval was Stephen's brother's congregation in Easton, PA. They also became the first church to take a monthly faith promise to our ministry. Fittingly, since Pat had an influence in Stephen's decision to serve Christ. We've also been enjoying our temporary interim pastoral role over the past year, since August. Our assignment in Spring Grove, PA, ended in July after the church voted in their new pastor. We certainly enjoyed our 10 months with this delightful congregation. In August, Stephen accepted the interim pastorate serving a congregation in New Cumberland, which is close to Harrisburg. He preaches and leads the service while I play piano and lead the worship. The congregation is sincere in their Christian walk, friendly, and receptive to our ministry. So this has been another wonderful blessing for our family for the last 4 months. There's also a nice youth group, very welcoming to Astaire. However, due to the nature of interim pastoral work, these assignments are short-term and unpredictable. We now have chaplain opportunities in several small local companies and hope to see this aspect of our ministry develop further next year. We both enjoy and find great fulfillment in this type of service as we have opportunities to impact people for Christ in the daily grind of making a living. In order to supplement our income from the various ministry sources, Stephen also periodically assists our Amish neighbor who is an artisan stonemason. Mostly he drives for him, but has also been doing some hard manual labor as well and is pleased that his aging 52-year-old body can still take it, with some restrictions due to past health issues. In conclusion, as I was contemplating what I would write in our Christmas newsletter, the following hymn for the beauty of the earth came to mind. The third verse speaks especially to my heart as I consider the tremendous worth of our family and friends over the years. Perhaps you'd like to hum or sing the very familiar tune and consider your own personal blessings and lift grateful praise to our compassionate Father at this Christmas season. For the joy of human love, brother, sister, parent, child, friends on earth and friends above. For all gentle thoughts and mild, Lord of all, to Thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise. We're grateful for each one of you and those of you who endured this very long letter even to the very end. God bless you. Joyous Christmas and New Year's blessings to you. Signing off for Stephen, Brooksine, and Astaire. And in our letter, we actually add Roxy with a roof roof and Dottie meow meow.